We've got a great episode for you today. We are talking about why savvy savers should be spending more in retirement. That's right, spending more, not spending less, not saving more, not watching the budget. They should be spending more. Now, what does that really mean? Well, we're going to walk you through the concept and some personal experiences we've had with some of our clients that we want to get this out there and talk about. That sometimes we're not spending enough. And why are we leaving so much behind? Let's enjoy it while we have it, while we're here to enjoy it. So it's a great episode. I'm sure it's on your minds, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I just want to say this right up front because, I want you to know that as this is a foundation conversation we're having today around this topic. Next week, we are going to do a detailed case study. So if you're listening to this and you're going, this doesn't make sense to me, hold on. We're giving you the foundation today, the foundation behind the thought process. Next week, we're going to give you a detailed layout of a case study using all the numbers so you can see it. It might not be your exact numbers, but you'll understand the concept. And if you're listening to this episode today or you hear the case study and you're saying, you raise your hand and you say, hey, I'd like to talk about spending more money, you can do that. All you have to do is go to our website, which is pomwealth.net. Click the go to the top right-hand corner, click on schedule call. Our calendar will come up, set that call, and we'll start the conversation. How much money, if you wanted to talk about it, what is the situation? How will it look? And we can put your exact numbers in that plan. So we hope this is going to help you kind of think and get over some of the fears around spending. And help you have a nice, secure retirement. But before we get into this episode, we have a very quick disclosure.
The information contained in this podcast is intended to provide general information only and not to be considered individualized advice. Different types of investments carry different levels of risk. As always, please contact your financial professional for advice appropriate to your situation. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Secure Your Retirement Podcast. This is the place where high-achieving professionals come to gain confidence on how to successfully navigate their transition into and life during retirement. There's no such thing as a passive retirement plan. To have a successful financial future, your plan must be actively managed. Each week, we will bring you action plans and expert interviews that will help you gain insights, learn fresh perspectives, and finally experience peace of mind about your retirement. Here to help you achieve your dream retirement and live the life you deserve are your hosts, certified financial planners, Raiden Stansel and Merce Tariq.
Welcome, everyone, to Secure Your Retirement Podcast. Today is going to probably be an episode that you wouldn't think you're going to hear from two financial planners and advisors, because really the theme of this is if you've done a good job saving, we're going to encourage you to think about spending more money. Now, you might think, well, what in the world would you encourage somebody to spend more money for? And I'm going to just give you the baseline. Here's what we're going to do because we think it's this important to at least talk through. We know, and I've been doing this for over 22 years. Merce has been doing this for 13 years. And what we see all the time is that there is a humongous fear of running out of money. And sometimes that fear of running out of money is debilitating and it puts people into a fear mindset. And for the vast majority of our clients, and when I say that, we're talking 99.9% of our clients are leaving behind significant inheritances. And that's okay. There's no problem with that. What we want to talk about, though, is that we are in conversations many times with our clients, and we're encouraging them, and we're not saying go off the charts, but to say, hey, you might want to think about spending a little bit more money, maybe make a memory, maybe do something today versus leaving behind these funds that, yeah, you can feel good about leaving money behind to the kids and grandkids, but could you maybe do a little bit of both where you get to benefit today and still leave the money behind? Now, there's got to be good planning here, and we're going to talk all that through. I think I'll set this up, though, with this story, and then we'll kind of go through this topic. I received a call one day from a client, and this was a long time ago, but this kind of gives you the mentality and of this idea. And she basically said, hey, Raiden, I've got, some water damage that happened in the kitchen. And this particular client had at the time about $2.5 million She was living only on her Social Security. She was very, very frugal. She's in her 70s. She had some water damage in the kitchen. And she says, insurance is going to help replace the floors the way they were. The floors were linoleum floors. And she said, I just want to know, Raiden, do you think I can afford, if I were to upgrade them, I'd have to pay the difference and put in hardwood floors? And I said, okay, well, how much are we talking about here? And she says, probably around $15,000 would have been the upgrade. And obviously, I didn't have to do any math. I was like, yes, 100%, you can put in the hardwood floors. I mean, she's not touching her money. But guess what she did? She went with the linoleum floors. Why? Because it bothered her so bad. She was so scared of this idea of running out of money. In all essence, what happened? She had a nice life, but she left behind a few million dollars to her children and grandchildren. Again, not a bad story in the context of leaving money behind, but could she have done a little bit more maybe to enjoy life and enjoy things while she was here? So let's kind of go through this, and I'll let Merce kind of start this next part off about the psychology of saving.
Yeah. So, I mean, just think about it. You know, the goal is to get to retirement. The goal is to get to a place where you can be comfortable. You're never worried about money. You can enjoy retirement. The golden years is often a phrase that's thrown out there, or the second phase of life, or, you know, so everything that we do from, you know, graduating college, if you went to college, getting that first job, from there on out, everything we do is taking care of our family and then planning for the future, whether the future being that down payment on the house or, you know, planning for your kids and their education, making sure there's food on the table. Everything we do is all about that. And also on top of that, we're also thinking about, you know, 30, 40, 50 years down the road. And we have to plan for that as well, because most of us know that Social Security is not going to be enough to take care of us in retirement, especially the way that we may want to live. And so from a young age, you start saving into these retirement types of plans, all these different types of investment accounts, and you build these really, really good habits of thinking about how should I buy this, or is this excessive? Would it be better to just save for the future? You know, and a lot of times in our younger years, I'm right there. I've got a 4-year-old, and a lot of the decisions I make are around, do we really need this right now, or should we just let's not do this yet? Let's save something like this for later on when we're way more stable financially, and maybe the kid's out of school and safe on his own, and let's save it for later, right? Let's just sock away as much money as possible today so that we can really enjoy it later. Well, what we see happening, and this is, I mean, I see this in my own parents, is that we get so good at saving. We build these habits around finding the sale, using the coupons, doing whatever it is. We get so good at saving, and these habits get ingrained so deeply in our brain that it makes it very difficult to start spending our money, particularly once we reach retirement age. And so those habits are hard to break. There's also the factor of, you know, we're going from accumulation mode. Let's save as much as we can, because we know at some point we're not going to be earning anymore and Social Security is not enough. So let's save. And then we get to this point, this transitionary period of our life where now we are entering into retirement, and the emotional aspect of now having to start withdrawing on our money, that's another factor that comes into play. So what we want to talk about here is, well, how do I break some of those habits? We don't want to go crazy, right? But we do want to start shaping our minds, especially if you're 5 years out of retirement, 10 years out of retirement, and you know you're on track for a successful retirement. We want to start shaping our minds a little bit more towards, well, what am I going to do in retirement? What is that going to cost me in retirement? Have I even given it any thought as to, you know, what is my bucket list? We hear those words all the time. Where do I want to travel? Or what hobbies do I want to pick up? Do I want a second home? How am I going to hang out with my family, kids and grandkids? All these different things. A lot of times we neglect those because we're just trying to get there first. I've heard it way too many times that in meetings with clients that are approaching retirement, I say, what are you going to do? You know, you've got a good amount of money, and it, from everything that we've ran projection wise and the plan, everything looks very successful. Everything looks really, really good. But what are you going to do? And they say, I don't know. I'm too busy to think about that. Or I don't know. Just get me there first and I'll figure it out there. I would encourage you to start changing that mindset and start working towards a goal of, well, if I'm going to retire, I need to know ahead of time what I'm going to do. From a financial planning perspective, that now lets us actually put dollars to our goals, right? And goals are a big thing. So what I wanted to talk about here is that obviously realize that if we are going to have a successful retirement, the only way we got there is we had really good habits. And sometimes, like Raiden was saying, those habits can get a little bit in our way when we reach into this retirement stage, which is our de-accumulation phase of life. We're spending our money, and that's hard to do.
I hope that you are enjoying the show. By the way, if you are in or nearing retirement and are someone who wants to gain clarity on what questions you should be asking, learn what the biggest retirement myths are, and identify what you could be doing to achieve peace of mind for your retirement, get started today by requesting your complimentary video course, 4 Steps to Secure Your Retirement. To access the course, simply visit pomwealth.net/podcast. If you're new here or you haven't done this yet, this is definitely the first step to get started in applying these principles to your life. So head over to pomwealth.net/podcast and check us out.
Yeah. And just so you know, we are going to do an entire case study on our next episode, but we're talking about simple things here. Like, for example, we just had a client in, newly retired, and they've got a significant trip that was kind of like one of those things they'd like to do. And it's probably going to run for them to do this trip. I mean, it's probably going to be, depending upon how long they end up going and maybe some of the nicer places they end up going, but let's call it $30,000 to $35,000 for this trip that they're going to spend. But this is not a every year thing. This is just a trip they're going to take. But think about the memories. Okay. Think about that. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you could think about. Merce mentioned them pretty quickly, but it could be travel, new experiences. Maybe we want to upgrade the kitchen, or maybe we want to upgrade that bathroom to make it more accessible for me so that I can get around a little bit better. Health and wellness opportunities, meaning maybe I do want to hire a trainer. Maybe I want to hire somebody that's going to help me keep my mobility, maybe keep my health at optimal rates. I just took an experience myself. I'm 51. I went out, I had to pay for it out of pocket. Health insurance did not pay, but I was able to have a lot of tests ran, able to look at different areas just to make sure that everything was good. Now, for the most part, health was good, but there's a couple areas they found that I can start correcting those now. And to me, I said, hey, I'd rather spend the money now than to then later be dealing with something that could cost me more time and money. The other thing is I could create experiences with the family. I'll give you an example. We had a client, this was one of their things they wanted to do. And obviously it cost them some money, but it did not change their retirement plan at all. But they did. They wanted to take the whole family on a cruise. So it was their paying. They got the family there. So they took all their children, all their grandchildren, spouses, everything. And they went on this cruise together for a week. And it was a great experience. I mean, just think about that. The whole entire family going. And the grandparents, our clients, are the ones who paid for it. And you know, that's obviously not something you're going to do all the time. It was an experience, though, something that they'll always have as a memory, every one of those, down to the grandchildren. So let's think a little bit about what we have to do, though. And again, we're not going to go into detail today. What we want to do, though, is we want to say, what kind of things do I need to think about before I go do this? We're not saying haphazardly go out and spend a bunch of money. We want to do it smartly. And what we talk about that is we say, look, we need to put financial planning to work here. So, Merce, could you just walk through, and on this one, let's just keep it brief today because I'm going to go into great detail next week. But let's talk a little bit about what we would do before you do that. So the financial planning thought process.
Yeah. So obviously, the more detail we could get ahead of time, that's why I said earlier, you get these goals in place, start thinking about them sooner before you retire. That way, it's easier to make it a reality being, hey, we know how much it costs, we know when we would like to go, and we know all the nuances that this is going to require, all the planning that this is going to require for this bucket list item to be checked off of our list. How we look at it is when we know what let's just call it a big trip, right? We know what that is. We know what it's going to cost. Well, then it becomes rather easy in the sense of we just put it into the plan. We say, hey, in this year, let's say 2026, we know that we just retired and we've been putting on this big, putting off this big trip for a long time. Let's go ahead and plan this into the budget for 2026. And yeah, it's going to be an expensive one. We fully realize that. So let's go ahead and plan it in and see what type of impact it's going to have. A lot of times, even though it may feel scary to take a big $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 withdrawal out of an account to take care of this one thing that we've been wanting to do for 20 or 30 years, a lot of times it doesn't have a massive impact on the retirement plan. And so, you know, if we show that to you, it gives you the confidence to say, oh, we can do this and we could probably do this again if we wanted to. So understanding the numbers is the big thing. I'll tell you a quick story that was purely financial planning. Was we had a client, I tell this story all the time because I think it's beautiful. We had a long-standing client of ours came to us when they retired. We'd been working with them for a little bit. They came to us when they retired and said, hey, we want to sell our house. We want to buy an RV and we want to travel the US for the next 10 years, right? So we said, okay, we need details. We need numbers. And then we will run it for you. So they came back to us, said, here's what the house is going to sell for. Here's how much the RV is going to cost. And here's what we think our upkeep is going to be on the RV and how much we're going to travel and all this stuff. We put it into the plan. They thought it through very well. And I can tell you they've been happily doing that for more than 10 years at this point. I actually just sat down with them last week for a financial planning strategy meeting to say, hey, are we still doing this? And their intentions are to keep doing it as long as they can, which is for another 5 to 10 years. So that is a incredible success story. And it comes down to, hey, they had a dream and a vision and they put numbers to it. And that made it financially possible.
So again, what we're trying to do today is whet the appetite for what we're talking about. Next week, we are going to do an entire case study where we'll take a something that's very similar to what we've actually done in real life. Obviously, we'll change the names. We're not going to share private information about anybody in any one individual, but we're going to build out something that is very reasonable, very much what we run into every single day, and we're going to run you through the numbers, and we're going to give you examples. We're going to go through what ifs, and we're going to use real what ifs that we've dealt with and that we deal with every single week so that you can get to understand it. Because I think if you think about the idea of a financial plan as a GPS, which we talk about that quite a bit, basically with a GPS, if I decide I'm going on a trip, right? So I know I'm headed to whatever my destination, let's say I'm going to Florida, right? And we're riding along the way and it says, hey, I'm going to get to Florida at 3 p.m. But then the person riding with you in the car says, I really want a Starbucks, right? What do you do? Well, you can go right on your GPS and you can just add a stop. And then you say, well, I'm going to go into the Starbucks because we're going to splurge on a Starbucks. And what does the GPS do? It recalculates and it says, instead of me getting there at 3, I'm going to get there at 3:30. So you have a conversation. You say, are we okay getting there at 3:30? Yeah, I'm fine getting there at 3:30. Who cares? That's exactly what we're talking about here. Hey, maybe I'm going to have $3 million when I retire, but if I go do this pit stop and we go on this vacation, instead of having $3 million, I'm going to have $2,900,000. Do we care? Are we good with that? Yeah, we're good with that. And that's kind of how this whole process works, and that's what we're going to walk you through next week. So if you heard this and you want to talk to us and you say, hey, I listened to this and I'm thinking I want to spend some more money, how do I look at it? Feel free to reach out to us. You can go to our website, pomwealth.net. Go to the top right-hand corner, click on schedule call. And when you schedule the call, just make a note. I want to spend more money. How do I do it? And we'll be glad to talk to you about that or any other topic that you'd like to discuss. But we enjoyed being able to have this conversation. We'll continue it next week. We hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, everyone. That wraps up today's episode of the Secure Your Retirement Podcast. If you found value in today's episode, we would love nothing more than for you to head on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and a review. Be sure to take a screenshot of the review before you submit it, and we'll send you a special gift, our book, Get Off the Retirement Roller Coaster. Just email morgan@pomwealth.net with a screenshot of the review to get your gift. Also, be sure to subscribe so you get notified of new episodes as they're released every week. And finally, please share our podcast with your favorite social network so more of your friends and family can benefit from this information. Always remember, you've worked hard to get where you are, and now you deserve to have a retirement that works hard for you.